Sun Headlines.
Bruins lost to the Blues in overtime last night, 2-1 in St. Louis. That 1 point enough to clinch a spot in the postseason. Ryan Donato was out there, second game for the Bees, scored his second goal.
That's the goal, right? So it was getting that playoff point is huge for us and being able to clinch that spot. But obviously we would be a lot happier if we got the win as well.
Road trip continues tomorrow night in Dallas. Anton Khudobin in net last night made 18 saves. Once again, Bruins without Patrice Bergeron, Zdeno Chara, Charlie McAvoy, David Backes. Rick Nash didn't play last night. No Jake DeBrusk either. More on the Bees coming up as Billy Jaffe joins us here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. All right, I'll take my headphones off. And Torrey Krug. Sorry, I forgot about Torrey Krug. They were missing a lot of guys last night. Celtics road trip begins tomorrow night. Important is, as far as the Sweet 16 games go, they start tonight. Loyola takes on Nevada. Texas A&M will defeat Michigan starting at 7:37 p.m. Sorry about that, Jaffe. Kansas State takes on Kentucky, and then it's Florida State versus Gonzaga. The late game tonight, they'll tip off at 10:07 Boston time. Headlines brought to you by Live Nation. See Rob Zombie with Marilyn Manson, August 8th, Xfinity Center. Tickets on sale Saturday, 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Have a Google smart speaker in your home or office? Just say, hey, Google, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's amazing.
And listen to Boston's Home for Sports. They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Carlo protects, gave it away. Brodziak up top. Gunnarsson shoots. Khudobin the save. Rebound. Khudobin, what a stop! He denied Barbashev coming in, and the horn will sound.
By far his best save of the game. Not even close. I mean, there haven't been many of those all night for either goaltender.
And that'll send the game into overtime.
Zolak and Bertrand with Billy Jaffe in our Town Fair Tire Studios. Billy!
Hi, Bill!
Beto, Zo, hard day. What's up?
Hi. Good to see you.
Hard day.
Hard day.
He's having a hard day.
Are you?
No, I'm fine.
No. Okay.
I'm here.
Better now that you're here.
Sure is.
Let's get it on.
We got a number of things to get to
today. Yes, we do.
Number of topics, a number of items. What? What does that mean?
You know what we're getting to.
What is it? What are we getting to?
The Donato kid.
You want to get to that right out of the gate?
Billy knows the dad. Like, what's going on with the schooling stuff? I'm going to get it.
Yeah, why is he still going to school?
Why'd he miss
team
play? The H to the A to the A to the V to the A to the A
Harvard.
To the... Because he's an art... No, you know why? Hey,
why?
Because he doesn't want to blow this semester, meaning all the credits. And he's going to be fine, fellas. It's almost done. I give him credit. Don't go down the painful route. Why is it Tell me why it's painful.
It's obnoxious is what it is.
Why?
It's obnoxious.
Why
so,
is it obnoxious?
They now make
so
these accommodations
Harvard.
For everybody who's of his age coming out after their junior year. Is that now going to be a thing? Does every NHL team have to do that?
I don't know.
Do you think NHL teams want to do that?
Listen, with Harvard being the Michigan of the East, I understand.
I mean, he does know they give him big boy paychecks now. Okay, this isn't, you're not an amateur anymore.
Does he eat with
this
the team, or does he have to go back to school and eat at the dining hall?
I think he's going to take his per diem and eat with the team. it is his job, but there's a few, I give him credit if he's going to work at it. You know what? It's just finding a way, communicating with the professors. And then they're going to be good. It's going to be good. It's going to be good.
Communicating with the professors. He misses team practice for school, and then he misses a team flight
to
school.
Dude, buddy, Beetle.
Those are facts. That's not debatable. That's not an opinion.
But they're excuse.
Not an opinion.
It's right now. It's not going to happen every time.
Let me just say this. Bruins right now. He's got the Bruins by the balls is what he's got right now. They've got no option. If they didn't like it, they couldn't tell him that. They just have to take it because they want the player. Who wouldn't want the player?
Fair enough.
Kid's awesome.
But We also have a general manager who went to Harvard.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm sure that factored
in.
He's got a Harvard GM. He's got a special daddy with friends up at the top of the team.
Oh,
he's got all this working in his favor. What, you don't think that was a factor? Oh, how dare you mention a dad? You
I didn't say how
in?
Dare you mention. Don't.
Oh, your reaction.
I'm like, but what? Like, no, this is about him. It's about what Ryan wanted to do and about what the family decided that they wanted.
Ryan, family? Was his dad in the family?
Yeah, but it doesn't mean that the special... Okay, you can sit there and say, this is about what the kid wanted to do.
Very defensive.
No. I'm just trying to, you know, not have the hyperbole of sports radio, and let's get the facts.
Oh, well, that is where you are. You're on sports radio.
Do you want to go back? You want to go back to Nessun and not take the sports radio check?
Sports
like Donato
radio.
Wants to take the check and go back?
I have classes to do.
You want to do that?
Hey,
speaking of... take a class with Dell? Huh? You and Barry and them guys can rub each other down? Go ahead. You got a nice background.
Speaking of eating like you're in the dorm.
Yeah.
Cup of noodles right here for Zoe right now.
A little ramen.
Yeah, little ramen. Listen, let's get to it. It really bothers you that he's I don't think first of all it's going to be a regular thing. He's not going to be missing. He's not going to be missing playoff games. You know, for a biology, 400 level class.
No, he could be dissecting a frog that day.
He could be
squid.
Is it still humane to dissect a dead frog?
Yeah, okay. Sure, you got to learn somehow.
Gives a crap, it's a frog.
I agree. I just want to make sure that somebody didn't get to it and say that it's not PC.
I'm sure.
How good's he been, though?
He's been really good, and that's
terrific.
The point. It's not a problem. And I read more about it this morning and last night. He says, look, he's got great teachers. They're going to give him his assignments ahead of time. He's not going to miss a paper. He's not going to miss... any assignments, he's going to turn them all in.
He's going to miss practices.
He's going to work while he's on the road. He
teachers
might miss
are there aren't many practices anymore.
And so far, he's missed one practice, and he's scored the only
he's
goal.
He's only been here 3 days.
He scored the only goal for the
three
team
days
last
he's
night.
Missed one.
Beetle, they play.
He's only missed one. He's only been here 3 days.
Imagine all the talk he's missed on the plane and the meetings.
Fellas.
To get out there late.
You're right, but listen, he went and played Harvard season, Pyeongchang in the Olympics. Comes back, plays in the ECAC playoffs. They have a few days off. He skates in a morning skate. He ends up going playing. Now, listen, the Bruins aren't going to have much practice the rest of the way. They're just not.
Well, that's good. That's a good thing for the schedule at Harvard. Now we can go to, computer science.
Maybe Marchand should have skipped that practice, and he would have scored the one Bruins goal last night.
Take the kid off. Take the day off, kid. Go take a class. Yeah. Maybe Marchand start
taking
a class.
He's got a nose for the net, man. He does.
No doubt about it.
He is hungry. He lucked
out on that one last night, though. Even he had stopped on that play.
Fine.
It was a boneheaded pass that defender.
No, it wasn't.
Billy. He tried to pass it up through the crease, and it ended up hitting the official.
Do you want me to tell you what the breakout is for the St. Louis Blues?
That was bad puck luck for the Blues
last night. Don't disagree.
What are you watching, Bill?
Don't disagree, but Pietrangelo knows that the release valve on that breakout, instead of a rim around going from there, and you watch the Bruins... There you go. If you watch the Bruins, they also use the low center swing support, and that's what Barbashev, he was pulling up. He was looking for that middle seam. They are given the green light to do that. Did the official accidentally get in the way? Yes, you are right about that. And Pietrangelo, I would tell you, the referent went over to him and apologized too. It's part of the game. It happened. Did he get lucky that the puck bounced right to him? Abso-freaking-lutely.
Okay.
But it wasn't a bonehead. I mean, that's the release there. You're not expecting the official to be there. Now you're going to say he should pick his head up, and I think he had it. He was thinking that the ref was going to slide to the wall and go to the middle. Either way, who cares? The Bruins scored.
Maybe Krejci should pick his head up, and we're going to talk about that hit. Holy smokes.
We'll go there, too.
Yeah, we're going to get to that.
All right.
Good story today in the Washington Post.
Tell me, on what?
NHL players finishing their degrees, taking online classes during the season, going back to school during the summer.
All
the things that
they
do.
I think Jonathan Taves is doing that to finish. But
he doesn't have enough money.
But you don't... he made a promise to his mom, and he's going to do it. Don't forget, don't look past the power of the mother.
I know.
Seriously.
TJ Oshie said he started to take a class, but he's going to put it on hold until after his career is over. You know, considering he just signed a contract for like $45 million.
Would you have it in you to go back? Let's say you've done 2.5 to 3 years. Would you have it in you, all of you, to go back to school to finish when you're done? After, let's just say you have 20 million after all said and done, let's say you've got 10 million in the bank.
How about five?
Kiss
my ass.
Fine.
No way. No.
You wouldn't?
No.
Would you, Beetle?
I probably would.
Would you, Hardy?
Go back and finish school?
Yeah.
Sure. If I got nothing else to do.
Yeah. I'd have a hard time doing it, but I would force myself to. I'd have a very hard time doing it, admittedly. Self-admission, because I'm like, you know what? I can start having fun doing other stuff, but if it's important to my family, which it is important to my family, for instance, I would have done it. I tried.
And he will have plenty of time to do it in the off seasons, online classes, some other time.
I understand that, though, Billy. If I were going back to school to get a garbage degree from a stupid safety school like Michigan, I probably wouldn't go back either.
Oh, so absolutely.
I don't blame you for thinking that way.
Oh, hey, I'll be at the Catskills all week. Hey.
Zach's in Somerville. Zach.
I thought you were going to punch me.
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
I was just thinking, I've been in high school before. I played sports and everything.
Nice.
My job in high school,
I played four
sports around my schedule. I think that the Bruins are kind of doing the same thing with Ryan Donato, you know what I mean?
What do you mean? They're working around his schedule.
Well, they're accommodating. Yeah, they let him fly commercial last night.
He did high school.
Yeah, or the night before. Whenever he flew out, he didn't fly with the team. He went to a couple of classes. I don't have a problem with this.
I don't either. This is about salvaging this semester so he doesn't lose all the credits that he has basically almost finished accruing for this semester. And I think after this, I don't know if Harvard offers online stuff.
It's not like he's graduating, though, right? I mean, there's been people trying to make it out that
I don't know.
He's a junior. He's not.
I don't think so. He may be ahead. What a lot of hockey players do is they go the summer before, they start the credits, and then they continue to progress like we're seeing a lot of more athletes do in general. I don't know where Ryan is on that level, but I know that they don't want to lose these semester credits.
John is in the car. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. First of all, Billy, I love listening to you. You're an unbelievable hockey guy. Really love listening to you. Beto, yeah. I love you guys. You and Zoe are the best. I got to disagree with you. I mean, here's a kid who's going to hopefully, and I hope he continues to get his degree from Harvard, because he's one Gord Kluzak knee injury away. He's one Ulf Samuelsson clip away from not having an NHL career. So downplaying the fact that he's trying to get his education and do this at the same time, I think we should be praising him for this. He is something that I work in the school system. I work in an inner city where kids throw their education away every day. I mean,
it's not an anti-education take, John.
He does blow out the knee, he can go to school.
Go back to school. That's great. I applaud anyone who goes back to school, especially in the situation you described, Billy.
Nobody's saying blow school off.
If you have $5 or $10 million in the bank,
we're not saying
those guys are the most impressive. Zdeno Chara, who has gone back and taken classes. That guy he's set for life. He doesn't need to go back, but he has. Awesome. Good for you.
I understand.
On his own time. On his own time.
This is not going to take away from, you're going to say, well, he missed practice. Well, you know what? They may have rested him. They may have rested him anyways. He's played so much freaking hockey this year.
Hypotheticals to let him off the hook. They may not have practiced him anyway.
You know, I watched Natural last night. They didn't even throw Roy Hobbs in there, and you know how he could hit the baseball.
I just feel like I'll respect your opinion. I'll completely disagree with it. That right here, they are doing what they need to do in the short term, the short term, to make sure that he salvages his credits this semester. And I think that once they get situated in the next, let's call it week to 2 weeks, and playoffs roll around, not going to be an issue.
Let's talk about that hit last night on David Krejci. Will there be supplemental discipline?
Now or after the break?
You hold that thought.
I didn't know you were pausing.
You hold that thought. Yeah, yeah. We'll get to your answer next.
Just because you're at work doesn't mean you have to miss a story. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Schwartz stripped by Krejci. Look out! He got leveled far side, and that's going to draw an immediate reaction as Krejci got decked in the right corner by Braden Schenn. A charging call on Braden Schenn.
Yeah, Braden Schenn's going to finish David Krejci in the corners. Krejci turns to come up the ice with the puck. Looked like he got him a little bit high. The Bruins made a beeline for him, and they kind of laid off. And they're going to call him for charging. He leaves his feet, but it's after contact was made, and he didn't leave his feet initially. But he caught Krejci up high, and the question you have to ask was Krejci leaning in with the head, and that's... You know, was that the first thing? Was it inevitable that he's going to catch a piece there because of the way Krejci's posture was? Really hard to tell on that. Came up a little bit high, but I said the feet came off the ice, but it looked like it was after contact was made.
Okay, so last night, David Krejci takes a hit to the head from Braden Schenn. And obviously, there were comparisons being drawn right away to the hit on March 6th that David Backes put on Franz Nielsen. And I think there's going to be a couple of things that work against the Bruins' favor when this goes to review. Billy, do you feel the same way?
I think there is a major potential for that, yes. I do. I've looked at it a lot.
Here's one big noticeable difference to me, and it's something we talked about when the hit and suspension happened with Backes.
I know.
The amount of time
with
the puck being gone is far shorter last night with Schenn hitting Krejci than it was with Backes in his hit. Much different
amount of time. And hence one was called interference and one was called charge. See, to me, there's no issue. There's no comparison with regard to the puck and the timing. None whatsoever.
Right.
I thought Bob, I hadn't heard it until now. I thought he explained it well. I'd like there to be a suspension, not because I work with the Boston Bruins organization doing their games, but because I'm not in favor of heavy head hits, even when they're accidents. Now, could have been an avoidable. That becomes the question. And you and me and all of us can sit here and say, no way. Or yes, absolutely. The league is going to determine that. And that's where they're at right now with it. I knew right away. I talked to somebody in the league right away. Of course they're looking at it. Schenn doesn't think that he... It's not they didn't do anything wrong. He's like, I hit him more in body. See, I disagree. I think most amount of the hit was to the head.
I think there's mental intention. There's mental intention when he's coming into Krejci that he's going to hit him square in the chest. And then this always happens. It happens in this sport. It happens in football. You name it. Where eventually, once you hit it, eventually, your momentum, everything carries you up and through. Like, goes right up under the chin.
Yeah.
And when you really slow it down, see, what we do
is
we sit there, and it's every pixel slowed down, and you see intent with, it seems like he's going up and through the head.
Yep.
Now, compare the two hits, too. One's sort of in that neutral zone at mid-ice, going back to the Backes hit, and Krejci's is more, see, look, here's what you do. Wow. That's
What are you saying wow to?
Because so Billy put it, I know, Billy put it to an exact screenshot right before impact with Krejci.
Yeah.
And you could see it. It seems like there's absolutely zero intent to go up and through to the head.
Right. And like, now
he's down in a hockey stance. I mean, you're.
Yes. Yes. He's down.
His level. His base is low.
He actually has. See, people say he didn't move his head. It's not about his moving his actual head. It's his. He's a right-handed shot, so I'm mimicking it. I know you can't see me on radio, but anybody that's skated in hockey understands when you're turning and you're driving down, you're actually bringing your body a little bit
down into the right,
low. And by bringing your body low, your head becomes lower. You're not, Krejci doesn't duck. Krejci doesn't intentionally put himself in that spot. I do think that he keeps. I've checked it. I checked it numerous times later last night, and then again this morning. His skates come off the ice after impact. His skates are on ice at impact, and he doesn't chicken wing. That's the best description. He doesn't elbow up chicken wing. Would I like a suspension only because I hate head contact? Sure. Is this probably going to go against the Bruins? I think so, Beetle. I'm going back to your original comment. I think not against the Bruins. It's going against. No suspension.
I would say the difference is also that Schenn is a offender already. He's been disciplined before.
Huh.
So I would think that works against him, but just in terms of what you want, do you take everything out of it? The Backes suspension out of it. Do you want that hit in this league to be suspended? You know, do you want that to regularly be suspended for? Players.
That's the best question because there's no answer. Because we
I don't think I do.
I don't think I do either, but we know the effects of those hits, accidental or not. And so the question becomes a moral one of, are we looking to save the game to where we want it to be? Purified is the wrong way. I know other announcers have called it wussification of the game. But do we want to try and do that, or do we say? I mean, look, I go back and forth, and I'm going to admit, I've got a kid playing hockey now, and you start saying, look, I always tell him, keep your head up. My dad told me, keep your head up. But do we want him suspended? I mean,
hard to put it on Krejci to keep your head up in that situation, though.
I know.
I mean, that's
I know.
Not an easy thing to
I've
tell
always
that
said
guy.
This about our game. I'm really struggling with this. I've always said it's a violent game, and that's something that we love about it.
I don't feel like Krejci contributed to this hit. I don't feel like he is. He's. You know, I know when Charlie McAvoy took a hit earlier this year, it was sort of like, hey, you got to keep your head up in that situation. I don't think you can say that about David Krejci in this situation. He's along the boards.
So if
he's
you're
right
deeming,
on the puck,
so if you're deeming that, then does that impact if it should be suspendable or not?
In some situations, yes, I think, because are you vulnerable? Are you vulnerable to the hit? Yeah, that should factor in, but I just don't think this particular hit is one that rises to the level that you want. And here's another thing that I want to say.
Yeah.
Just because David Backes got suspended,
this
and I think unfairly,
yes.
And I think it was unfairly.
Me too.
I really hope that Bruins fans are not going to go the road of, well, he got suspended, so now you got to suspend him, because that is a bad way of doing it, because then you're encouraging it. We dealt with this, though, with Deflategate and Tom Brady. Tom Brady got suspended, right, for the footballs. And then it was, oh, they used heaters on the sideline. Suspend their guy. No, don't. This entire thing is stupid.
I know.
If you don't want suspensions, then you don't want them across the board. You shouldn't be advocating for them in situations that you don't truly believe. In a vacuum, honestly,
I don't disagree one
it.
Cent. I don't disagree one cent with you whatsoever. I mean, 1,000% I agree with you. Let me take the positive. Because I had some people reach out to me last night. Backes did a lot less and he got... Whole different. And even though Shen is, yes, a repeat offender, he's not considered a repeat offender, Beetle.
Why is that?
Because of the amount of time.
That is such nonsense.
I think that's something that needs to be changed. I do. I think that's something that the NHLPA needs to change. But in my heart of hearts, when it's all said and done, first of all, let me say this about the hit. First thing I noticed, by the way, was not the head, believe it or not, was his left knee. David Krejci's left. I had one of those moments of,
oh, it does. It sort of goes up underneath him.
God.
I thought the blade got stuck, and that's MCL.
No, I didn't think it did. It did, and the force. And when you slow it down, yes, it's Joe Theismann-esque in the sense of when you watch it.
Well, let's not go that far.
Well, but you know what I mean. When you watch it.
It's got a gruesome quality to it.
Right. When you, and
looks
I'm
like MCL.
And that's what I, and then, of course, I slow it down, and I watch it, and I analyze it. A few people asked me, and I said, look, I'm kind of behind in the game.
Man, there is about a half a second there where that skate is right at the front of the blade, and is that going to go back, or is that going to kick out? And luckily, it kicks out.
It kicks out big time.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
Is that a lucky break?
Yeah.
I mean, how else do you describe that?
It's a lucky break. That's and pardon the pun. It is a lucky moment, right, happening for David Krejci. Otherwise, his leg or knee can snap right there. Ooh. That was the first thing I saw, and I had one of those moments of almost nausea. Because, first of all, you know, I don't want to see it happen to any player, and I have a good stomach for those things, but, like, the Bruins are just decimated by injuries right now, and I'm thinking, no. Then I saw him come back, was it, a few shifts later, and I'm like, oh, thank God. Would I be surprised today, Beetle, if he is not feeling like he was in a car accident? Absolutely. I wouldn't surprise me at all. He's taking today off, relaxing in Dallas, getting ready for tomorrow. I don't think it's going to get suspended.
They also take into account, did the other player get hurt? Krejci did not get hurt, as we're talking about right now.
Let's wait on
that. Get back on the ice.
Let's wait on that. Concussions do come out.
Real concussions or phony day after concussions?
Headache.
No.
I got a headache today.
Okay. Real
all right,
concussion.
I just know that there have been times all of a sudden a guy has a concussion when they know someone's up for discipline.
I guess, are they going to, but then do the Bruins, are they going to say to Krejci, you have a headache and you've got to be out at least a week this time of year? Now, maybe they want to rest. As it is right now, they're dressing a lineup that is, marginal. It's unbelievable what's happening to these guys right now.
Okay, let's talk more about the Bruins lineup, how they should approach the rest of the season, given that they're now in the playoffs and they know that. They're putting tickets up for sale and everything.
As they should.
It's getting real. Bruins to the playoffs after a OT loss last night. We'll talk about that and get your Bruins calls after headlines.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Beetle just said it. The Bruins clinched a playoff spot last night despite the 2-1 overtime loss to the Blues in St. Louis. Coach Cassidy?
Well, it's step one, right? That was going into the season. We wanted to make the playoffs, be a Stanley Cup contender. At some point, hopefully you're a Stanley Cup favorite. You know, that's kind of where it goes from there. But right now we got in, so we're going to be a contender, right? So that's the good news. Now, going forward, we want to be in the best position possible.
Anton Khudobin in net last night for the loss. He only had to make 18 saves. A lot of players missing. Patrice Bergeron still out. Zdeno Chara, Charlie McAvoy, they're still out. Torrey Krug missed last night. So did Rick Nash, David Backes, Jake DeBrusk. Next game tomorrow night in Dallas as the road trip continues. Celtics road trip begins tomorrow night in Portland. Patriots and Marquise Flowers agreeing to a one-year deal, according to Adam Schefter. Sweet 16 games tonight in college men's basketball. Loyola and Nevada tip off at 7:07, followed by Texas A&M and Michigan later that hour. 9:37, it'll be Kansas State and Kentucky. The late game, Florida State and Gonzaga tip off at 10:07 p.m. Headlines are brought to you by Bill DeLuca Chevrolet Buick GMC. I'm Hardy. I'm Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Are they aliens?
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Here on Zolak and Bertrand with Billy Jaffe, talking Bruins with him. 617-779-0985. Jim is in Beverly today. Hi, Jim.
What's up, Jim?
Hey, what do you say, guys? Hey, Billy.
How you doing?
Hey, Jim, hey.
Hey, what's up, Zo?
Yeah.
Hey, on taking that hit out of the game, I mean, it's no one likes to see anyone get hit in the head, but God, how many hits are we going to take out of the game pretty soon?
I know.
You know what? Hold on, Jim.
Contact left in hockey. Gosh.
Billy screenshotted the shot right before impact. Why don't you tweet that out from your Twitter handle for people to show, to see if there's any real intention. Like,
I mean,
I'm going to lay this
really
guy out.
Is needed, though? I mean, you watch the hit. He doesn't leave the feet until after the hit is made.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you should be able to look at that and say, do you want that to be a hit that guys get suspended for or not? I don't want them to.
Well,
I don't want David
Backes
suspended. I don't want Braden Schenn suspended for last night. I just don't want them to be.
I've gotten a few responses. Jim, I got a few responses. You know, people just chatting about it civilly, which is excellent, via Twitter, text, and no Twitter yet, which is fine. But
civilly.
Sorry. You guys don't know what that means, right?
No.
But one guy's telling me, well, he thinks that there's a vulnerable position because of the way Krejci goes in on the backhand and coming out of the corner. And another guy's, that's in essence similar to one of these open ice hits where the guy's coming in and he's in a vulnerable spot. Another guy's texted me and saying, no, don't take that hit out of the game. It's just one of those things where if you're turning up, you know, chip the puck away. And, you know, he didn't chicken wing again. He didn't go out of his way to make any head contact. He didn't go out of his way with his body, whether it's arm, leg, whatever, to make principal point of contact the head. And let me reiterate something, just so fans know. It's not first point of contact. Nothing has anything to do with first point of contact. It's principal point of contact. You can have
where the majority of it is.
Exactly.
Right? Not what hits first.
Exactly. That has to be understood, too. So you understand, try and get in the head, if you dare, if you want to get in the head of what the league and Department of Player Safety is getting into. Okay? Listen, I love the hits. I've said this numerous times. We live in a violent sport. Same thing in football. Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that violence, of what attracts us to that, is the violence. It just is.
Anything else, Jim?
Just on Donato, Billy. These two have been going crazy on this Donato thing that he's going to school. He cut the deal with them before he signed. He said, listen, I'll sign, but, you know, I want to go back to class. Let it go. Will you, Beetle?
Yeah, Beetle. Yeah. I blame Beetle for that.
I'm not letting it go.
Let it go. Let it go.
I don't think we've been killing him.
No, you could say it happened.
I think he's on notice. Five more of these in 2 weeks?
I don't know what Zoe's take is on it. I don't know. You're 24 hours in. I don't know if you're for or against.
I've been killed, but I'll tell you right now.
Wait a minute. He's going to quit. I have no idea what you think about it.
That's my kid, and that's guaranteed. Kid, go skate. Okay?
Okay,
go.
So Zoe thinks he should go to school.
Yeah.
Not
right.
Go to school.
Yeah. But if he had a major exam or a project that he's been working on, we'll let you go that day.
He's not going to do four of these a week.
Gentlemen,
three of
these he set up for this road trip. He went in and he had.
I don't know.
What do you mean it's not? You don't know.
He got, he got all his mimeographs into his trapper keeper.
Kid, you get out of school. But if you got a project, go to school. What? Yeah. Well, it's an either or.
You suspect.
I hate both of you. You understand my point. First five of these by the next 2 weeks, I think we got a little bit of distraction. Okay, there you go. You answered it.
He's on the road trip.
Yeah, now Zoe's back in on school.
He's not
now
flying
home to school.
He's not flying home from Dallas to go, you know, hand in a book report. He's not. He's going to go on this road. He's on the whole road trip. He comes home.
Clutch up a deal. Go out to Go out to steakhouse or something. You know?
Good ones in Dallas.
Oh, man.
There are good ones.
Big meat.
Good steak down there in that
God. I'm not a huge fan of the city in general, but the good steakhouses.
Oh, Dallas sucks.
Houston.
Boring
Houston,
town.
Same way.
Boring.
It's too spread out.
It's just.
Go to Houston.
It's like Phoenix. Just big and boring.
Yeah. Mm. It's one of those places, though, like, you know, NHL players, I can't speak for other pro athletes, you guys would know better, but the NHL players go, and they like it, because they can kind of get into the anonymity. What's he laughing about?
Sorry. Tom's in the back room. He said that he could bring himself in for career day. Like, on career day, he could show up in his uniform.
This is a puck.
NHL players like Dallas?
They do because no state income tax, one. Two, weather.
Oh, they're like playing there.
Right, no. Well, visiting there, it's not. It's like people used to. When I was with the Atlanta Thrashers, remember that team that used to be in the NHL before they got sold and moved to Winnipeg? People used to love coming into Atlanta because it's nice weather. They're downtown. They go to these restaurants, and it's kind of a. It's a flash in the pan town. I lived there for long enough. I can say it's a wannabe city.
That's a great place to spend a weekend, and that's about it.
Barely.
Right. So if you're going for a game, it's a good place to spend a day and a half.
But the players that lived that played for the team lived up near the practice facility. Your money went 40% further than it did in other cities. They lived on golf courses or they played golf on off days. They loved it, and they could walk around and be in anonymity. Personally, I don't know how you wouldn't want to live in a town like a Boston, even though the cost of living and the pressure's a lot more. This is hockey. I've lived in so many places. From a hockey player perspective, how the hell would you not want to live here? This is unbelievable.
Like,
even
when they're bad. You think Sagan likes it there? Or is he just not?
It depends on the guy. It depends on the person.
If he's getting paid
depends
tons
on the nightclubs.
Something tells me he enjoys the nightclubs and the golf and
depends
everything
else. Depends on how many other fellow single guys are on the team.
By the way, how hot his teammates' wives are.
How many goals does he have right now, by the way?
A lot. I don't have it in front of me.
Did he score his 39th the other night?
I believe he scored his 37th and 38th, 38th, 39th.
Yeah, he's got 39 goals. Yeah.
Have a good year. But where are they?
Is
in the
he a legit center? By the way, just wanted to check in on that trade. No, he is.
Yeah, he is. But he is.
He's legit. Okay,
there's, he is.
There's an idea that he would never be a legit center in the
NFL. No.
Happy 4th of July.
I thought that they said that they felt that he was going to be behind those other two guys regularly.
Who? What are you talking about?
Krejci and Bergeron.
Oh. Okay. Still a legit center.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
I. The kid is. They made that deal, and you know what? The deal, and when it was all said and done, didn't work out as well for the Bruins. There's no question.
Got hosed on that deal.
But I like the Bruins' position a hell of a lot more than I like the Dallas Stars' position.
Yeah, true.
A lot more. If we're going to go down that road.
Yeah, I just don't think it's all dependent on Tyler Sagan.
I didn't. Well, but he's
like
running.
They don't suck because they have Sagan.
That one trade in a vacuum. No, the Bruins didn't come out on the right end of that.
They lost
overall,
that trade.
You played the tape to the end. The Bruins are in better shape, of course.
I love a good seventh man award call, and that's exactly what Mike and Salty wants to talk about.
Hello, hey, Mike.
Hey, what's going on?
Mikey.
So, Billy, I was talking to my dad. He says DeBrusk for seventh man, but I've been saying Riley Nash this year.
Yeah, there's something.
What's your take on that? I'd like to hear your vote.
My vote is I have vacillated, shocker, between these three. Riley Nash, in no particular order, too. Anton Hudobin. And now Matt Grizzlick.
It's Hudobin.
I believe my initial vote.
It's got to be Hudobin.
My initial vote 3 weeks ago.
How many close games has he won?
My initial vote was Anton Hudobin because he's been outstanding.
It's been like one goal games he's won. A punch.
We didn't know who the hell was going to be the backup goalie coming in this year.
We do now.
He's awesome this year. Question is, a free agent after this year, what do they do? What do they do with Riley Nash, too? Awesome year for him.
Let's think about that after the season.
Yeah. Okay. You're right.
Let's worry
about
that.
Let's get to the cup.
I agree.
Let's worry about that later.
Playoffs, baby.
More with Billy Jaffe coming up next.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It is no longer wise to ignore it.
On 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Billy, Bruins in the playoffs. Can they take their foot off the gas now? Can they ease up? Can they manage minutes? Can they get some guys some days and nights off?
They're already doing that. they're doing that via the war, the battle of attrition that is
missing guys.
The
left
NHL.
And right.
I mean, it's brutal.
What are you hearing on the injured guys, so specifically Patrice Bergeron, right now?
Anything? Well, he skated in practice the other day with the Bruins, and then he did the P Bruin thing. So that's encouraging. Rumblings that he could join the team later in the week.
That's more encouraging than actually just than the general skating and doing hockey stuff, right?
When you sure. Well, you know, I mean, to get him back in the rhythm, could I?
That's a great sign.
It's a great sign. Now, you guys, I mean, geez, you know this. A break of any kind is better than one of these sprains, one of these tears.
It's better than any ligament damage thing.
Anything. You just let it go. You know, you understand that there's a much more finite time frame to get it healed. They're going to test it. He's going to practice it. I'm sure they'll look at it again to see how it's handled the stress. And then if he's able, he goes to meet the team. Maybe Sunday in Mini. Who knows? Maybe Tuesday in Winnipeg. I don't know. I don't know.
That's the best case scenario, right?
I would think that's... Well, what are we at then? 4 weeks?
It's quicker than I thought, yeah.
Well, I thought it would be...
He's on time. Yeah. He's on his timeline.
You know, Charlie, I hear, is doing his rehab, doing well, very confident that he'll be back. I'm hoping that he makes it back the last week of the season. I've heard everywhere from 4 to 8 weeks for that type of injury. And 5 weeks, 5 to 5.5 weeks, I think, would be the last week of the season, if I remember correctly.
Let's go to Joe, who's in Avon. Hey, Joe. Joe! Going once. Going twice. Okay, he's no longer there. Matt in Worcester. Hi, Matt.
Hello.
Taking a left or a right?
How are you guys?
Hey.
Yeah. Hey, sorry. How are we doing, gentlemen?
Where are you going?
I just wanted to talk about the crazy shit, and for any Bruins fan that's mad.
Yeah.
Personally, you know, as playing hockey, you know, my past 15 years, that's a clean hit. You know, Krejci just gets caught with his head down. The first thing you're taught in youth hockey is to keep your head up. If his head's up, you know, maybe he takes that to the shoulder or the chest, but he's got his head down. And I think that's a completely legal hit, so, you know.
Who you play for now? Who you play for now?
I don't play anymore. I used to play in college.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. You know, I just personally thought it was a good hit, you know, by the Blues player. Nothing wrong with it, and I don't think anybody should be mad. It's a good hit. Didn't leave his feet early. You know, didn't actually go for the point of head. If Krejci has his head up, that's a hit to the chest. That's a hit to the shoulder. He just got caught with his head down. First thing in youth hockey, you see a kid with his head down.
You know? Okay. Yep. All right.
Yeah, I mean,
I think that part's an unfair criticism.
I agree with you on that. I mean, I agree, Beetle. I agree with you.
And that
on
doesn't
that.
Mean it's, that it's a bad hit because his head was at the level it was at, coming off the boards. I don't blame Krejci for him getting hit that way. This is one of those hits where you just say this has to be an accepted part of the game. You can't avoid every single hit to the head. It's a violent sport. It's a fast sport. The guys are bigger and faster than they've ever been before.
Yeah, I agree.
And some level of it has to be accepted. Paul in Grafton. Hi, Paul.
Hey, Beetle.
Hey.
Jim Hardy. What up, 16?
Yep.
Hey, Billy. With the playoffs approaching, talking about the goaltending, how would you work these guys with the last remaining games? I mean, alternate them every other game or... You know, should you just keep one guy in there to get hot? It seems like the other teams, you know, it's always Holtby or, you know, I mean, I don't watch the other teams all the time, but wouldn't you want Tuukka to get in, like, you know, running, you know?
He'll get, they have 10 games left. My guess is that he gets for sure 6, maybe 7, depending on the condition of the team. Now, remember something.
And Khudobin hasn't been playing that well, Billy. I'm telling you, man. Last night, the two on the blocker side, I don't know, man. That wasn't good last night. I didn't think so at all.
He battled. The team battled. I thought they battled their, you know, I know they weren't great in the second and third period, but I thought they battled their asses off. I thought in the first period they played really well. This is a depleted lineup, and if that's not an understatement, I don't know what is. I mean, in some ways, if you know, we have a new level of expectations with this team. That's
right,
the thing.
Right.
So,
the goaltending is going to be huge.
Yeah,
come April.
Let's see. Look, if the team continues to be low amounts of injuries, do you need Tuukka in there for seven of the games that the team is going to be run against? You know what I mean? If they're going to be
right,
no, you don't. Do you want him to play 60%? Sure, maybe 70%. It's either 6 of 10 or 7 of 10.
But don't the other teams do that? Don't a lot of the other teams in the NHL, don't they play their one goalie?
The way the Bruins' schedule is played out right now, if you want to get into that game, for instance, the Bruins are up. We all know in the playoffs. Once they, I think another game or two, they've locked up second place, then what they will do is they'll split it up. But you have two back-to-backs coming up. So you're going to split those right there. That's two games it'll play. He'll play one or two more. That's normal. And all these teams, you know, Washington, they're in a battle, not just for first place, but just to also, they should make the playoffs because they'll at least make it using Holtby as an example. And by the way, he's been cruddy lately. Cruddy. They'll play their guy more if they want first place. The Bruins are pretty much established as the number two team. There's a slight chance that they beat Tampa. I got news for you. Don't put all the eggs in beating Tampa basket for first.
Easter's next week.
That's why I said it. That's why I said it.
I know why he did that. Don't get the peeps.
More to last night's game, though, Billy, yeah. As good as they looked in the second and third or
no, they didn't look
as good as they looked in the first, excuse me.
Yeah.
Weren't you surprised the way St. Louis came out against that lineup last night?
No, I'm not, because St. Louis has got some issues there. St. Louis, you know, wasn't playing well right before the trade deadline. Their GM, you know, Doug Armstrong, goes in and basically says to Paul Stastny, if we don't do well, I have to trade you. He's a guy who's a pretty darn good player, but he's a free agent to be. What do you think they do? They played like crap before that trade deadline when everybody knows, and of course they're nervous, and I get that, but they know that St. Louis says, the team says all the right things. We believe in this team. We can make a run. Their goaltending has been awful for the most part the second half of the year, and they haven't been a good team consistently. So does it surprise me? No, because of the way there's minimal desperation. They understand. I think this team says we're a 7, 8, 9, 10 team, and that's what we are. So no, it doesn't surprise. I mean, would you like to think that they're going to show some PNV and come out
less than flat at home against a depleted Bruins team? But okay,
I know the Bruins showed me some jam. Did the Bruins play great? No, but that lineup in many ways. If that lineup was in the lineup early on in the season, before we knew what this team could do, everybody would be like, how the hell are they supposed to even win a period?
Right.
And now they win a period, they look darn good, and they kind of don't look great the second, third, because A, they're depleted, B, they're tired, and C, they're playing a team that finally wakes up.
Yeah.
I mean, what's wrong? Like, you know, some people are out there saying, oh, that wasn't good. I'm like, are you kidding me? They got a point. Let's not say that that's the high level.
They got a point with, you can't list all the people that were missing last night, but what we all know.
They were missing. Did you see the numbers? I had it. Sorry. Did you guys see the amount that was out of their lineup?
From a dollar standpoint?
No, from a goal.
Oh, okay.
Production.
From a productive standpoint.
Did you?
You had some big names. I mean, you even added the money, too.
My buddy who's a stats guru, Benny, sent it to me. Here we go. 101 goals and 262 points were out of the lineup last night. 101 goals, 262 points.
Oh, God.
There you go. Hello.
Oh, well, I guess Marchand had to be out last night.
Yeah.
No!
I know.
It's unbelievable.
I know.
That's with Marchand on the ice. They still had that much missing in terms of offense.
Yeah.
Oh, good grief.
There you go.
Crazy. Absolutely crazy.
Hey, gentlemen, real quick.
Yeah.
Before I go.
Uh-oh. Plug.
Yes.
Oh, I smell the plug.
A hair plug coming up.
What do you got?
Sunday, Worcester, NCAA Men's Hockey Regional. Unbelievable regional. It's the Sweet 16 for the NHL, for the NCAA. BU takes on Cornell in the first game. Mm. 1 o'clock, 4:30, Northeastern host. Hail to the victors. Michigan comes to town. It's an awesome regional. I'm doing it for ESPN. If you're around, stop by the booth, say hi. If you want to come see some awesome hockey, come by or watch the games this weekend.
Good luck. Good luck. Good thing Harvard didn't make it. All right, Billy, thanks for being here.
Gentlemen, see you later.
Billy Jaffe, we will be talking to him next week once again as Bruins season rolls on. We are going to be talking a little football coming up after these headlines with Hardy. No commercials.